This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The coronavirus and the stay-at-home orders enacted to stop it have changed almost every aspect of daily life. One that you might not notice, unless you're looking, are the appearance of stuffed animals crowding the windows of homes around town. It's part of a game for families stuck at home that some are calling a bear hunt. KUT's Mose Bushell just took his kids out on their wagon for a hunt and came back with these tips.
Okay, kids.
They're walking.
My hunting partners were my 3-year-old boy, Moon. Do you want to wear these binoculars?
No, I eat these treats.
He loves sweets and treats.
Okay.
And my 5-year-old daughter, Una.
I pulled out the wagon.
Thank you, Una. This is our first bear hunt. The idea is people put out stuffed animals like teddy bears so kids can walk around to find them. It's like a scavenger hunt. It doesn't need to be animals. Families also put paper hearts or drawings of rainbows in their windows. The bear hunt name probably caught on because of that kid's song, Going on a Bear Hunt.
So you guys want to sing the bear hunt song?
No.
No.
Okay.
Going on a bear hunt.
Tip one, bring your phones. People who put out animals tag their houses online.
To start with, I'm going to look at this map.
And open this sweet.
Tip two, bring nutritious snacks.
All right, I'll let you have some sweets.
Tip number three, watch out for grackles.
Ew, get it off!
What just happened?
The bird moved on.
You know, they say that's good luck, though, Una.
All right. I need the hose.
Oh, yeah, the hose. That's a good idea.
Why is good poop good luck?
I don't know why it's good luck. Okay, off we go.
Tip four. As you walk, listen.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
Does it seem kind of more quiet than usual?
Yeah, but it's nice.
Hardly any cars, hardly any planes. The birds seem louder, but everything else is eerily still.
And what about this restaurant?
It doesn't look like there's any people in it. I guess there's coronavirus in there.
Well, I don't know if it's in there, but there is a...
Sometimes people can get sick from the coronavirus.
Is that why we're all staying at home?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a thought that's inescapable. People are losing their jobs, risking their lives. People are getting sick. And here I am, lucky enough to be hunting teddy bears.
Stop.
Our first sighting, the kid's friend's house down the street.
I see some animals there.
Oh yeah, I see them.
There's a rabbit, a couple puppies, maybe a dinosaur thing. And the kids decide that I am a horse.
Let's go. Yeah, horse, yeah, horse.
All right, I think there's some more up here.
Another tip, maybe study the map before you leave.
This is becoming very complicated. Yeah, I'll let you look at it as soon as I look, okay? Ooh, that's the Miller development.
Tip number seven, the kids are gonna wanna look at your phone.
Okay, so if we're here...
Okay, here. Tip number eight, don't let them look at your phone.
Why does Moon get to hold the telephone?
You can get a turn too. Moon, after we see your next animals, you give it to Una, okay?
Yeah.
Even though sharing is caring.
To anyone. You always need to share. Sharing is caring. If you don't share, I'm gonna keep holding it.
But Moon, that's actually, if sharing is caring, then you should share with your sister, right?
Moon is being mean to me.
I'm not.
These things aren't always the way you envision them. Hey guys, you know what? They just announced that we're gonna be at home for another month.
Next, we spot a bat and a panda bear. But really, some of the coolest stuff you see won't be on the map. Staying so close to home makes you notice things that you never did before.
Well, I hear some animals.
They're real animals.
They are real doggies.
and a pet pig.
Piggy! Piggy down!
I never knew we had a pig in the neighborhood.
Okay, Piggy. So, are you eating grass? He just goes, snort, snort. He's just trying to stay on.
Last tip, try to go out on a high note.
All right, see you later.
And finally, when you get home, no TV until you wash your hands. Moses Bouchel, KUT News.
Scared. Hey, what's
Ooh,
that?
Look at that tall, wavy grass.
It's so tall.
We can't go over it.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it.
Can't go under it.
We're just gonna have to go through it.
We're gonna have to go through it.